been over a century since one major storm hit the shores of western Lake Superior. However, the 20-plus boats that crashed into the shore are still a catastrophe talked about in this small town. The event showed the need for more light stations to keep ships from peril. We visit that town and one of those stations on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The port at Two Harbors, Minnesota, has been shipping ore for well over a century. Mel Sando says people quickly learned they needed a way to guide ships here.
The Lighthouse Service and the Vessel Owners Associations decided they needed a light station because in the early days, by 1888, they were shipping between 4 and 5 million tons a year, seeing 400 ships come into the harbor, so they decided they needed a navigational aid. The light on a good day can be seen 17 miles away.
It took a lot of time and effort to construct a light station.
The United States Lighthouse Service built it out of brick as a modest Victorian home. I like to point out that all the material was brought in by boat. All those bricks to build that structure were brought in by boat. They had to blast 6 tons of rock out of the bedrock. There's very little soil out on Lighthouse Point along the shore of Lake Superior. We don't have sandy beaches. We just have rock.
The lighthouses near Two Harbors arose from a great need for better safety. A storm a century ago proved just how treacherous Lake Superior could be.
That came up out of nowhere like the storms on Lake Superior do. And on November 5th in 1905, a big storm brewed up. They thought it was passing, so all the ships left their safe harbors and headed across the lake. But what they ran into was a massive gale, featured hurricane-force winds, and drove several ships against the rocks, sank many of them. 23 ships were lost.
Only 2 lives were lost, but the many ships claimed by the storm proved just how bad a November storm could be. The light station here remains. Today, a historic site and a bed and breakfast operated by the Historical Society. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.